Alrighty, and we're back. So this might be a little short one just because I want to. We're just gonna keep it rolling. Not gonna explain anything else after that. It is part 5 of the Jinji Ito binge, which has honestly been done already, but we're not gonna talk about that because hiatus is craziness, life. So, part 5, we're going to talk about lovesickness. This is going to be a pretty short and sweet one. Lovesickness is another short story collection by Jinji Ito, which primarily focuses on the eponymous story, Lovesickness, which is just about a woman that makes a crossroads fortune, that asks for a crossroads fortune, and then something unfortunate happens to her, and this kind of the town kind of becomes fascinated with this idea, and it kind of explodes and extrapolates wildly. As you know, with Jinji Ito being Japanese, Crossroads Fortunes may sound a little bit weird to people like myself, anyone like out in the West, because we might not be familiar with it, but it is one of those things that ultimately is universal, but for different reasons, I guess our understanding, or if you know anything about like the occult, sometimes crossroads are seen as bridges between here and the other world, and that's where, say, a deal with the devil can be made, or some other higher being, or whatever. But in this case, it's more so crossroads fortunes are like a little like local urban thing. You can just kind of, what is it? You're supposed to cover your face and you're supposed to ask the very first person you see that passes the crossroads, like, hey, like, is this thing going to work out for me? Or ask them for a fortune, really. And they're supposed to either just reply yes or no. And if they do, and you're supposed to reply yes or no, and that kind of determines your fate. I think you're not supposed to look in the person's face until after you leave, or at all, the fortune will turn bad, maybe. But anyway, that's kind of just the background behind that. But as always, Jinji Ito at his best, just kind of giving us a neat little story, just kind of about guilt, wildly revenge, and even just kind of the power of like fortune telling, and how that can kind of just a very strict belief in, let's say, the metaphysical, and even let's say the metaphysical and superstition, for lack of better phrasing, that of how it can kind of even wreak havoc on people's lives if they give too much favor to it, and ultimately how it can just turn and warp things negatively if taken too far. The main character, I'm going to be completely honest here, I forgot a lot of their names, but hey, the main character, he has a very specific tie to that, along with the quote-unquote villain. It's a horror story, known in good horror stories. No one's ever really the villain unless they're just an asshole. And the main bit of that is that it's just trying to figure out how to stop these crossroad fortunes as they start proliferating throughout the town, to the point where everyone becomes enamored with some handsome young man that seems to always give negative fortunes, and it leads to bad things. I should have probably put a content warning on this, but if you do read the story, it has a lot to deal with unwanted pregnancies, suicide, abusive relationships, things of that nature, and so on and so forth. But Lovesickness is actually pretty cool, and as always, it's Jinji Ito's best. This is a story that it doesn't have any outright horrific imagery a la Uzumaki, or even No Longer Human, or any of his other stories, more so a lot of the horror kind of comes from the facial expressions and even just the content or context of events that are transpiring. Like, as always, it's another story that kind of shows Ito's very like masterful like handle of like showing emotion through his facial expressions. While some of his faces can be kind of samey after a while, I mean, what artist doesn't use the same faces? You usually get the exact emotional vibe you're supposed to be getting from them whenever something happens, and it's just the character's like facial expression that's supposed to be the center focus of the page. And it's really good. Definitely like give it a shout. Definitely give it a check. Along with that, there is also this is one of his shorter stories. It doesn't take up an entire tankobon in the same way that Remina, we'll get to that. That one might be last, actually. It doesn't take up the exact same space a tankobon like Remina or like Remina or Uzumaki or just the Tomie collection does, but it's similar to Frankenstein in where you'll finish it after the first like 100 or so pages, and then there's just a collection of like his other short stories to find. One of his stories, actually, I think all of them, actually, yeah, all of them. I think after Lovesickness, they're all kind of self-contained, anthological, like characters of Junji Ito universe type stories. Something along the lines of like Soichi, or something along the lines of Soichi, or what was his name? Otsuki, maybe? I forgot the other kid's name. But it's kind of like that, where Junji Ito just kind of plays around with some pre-made characters and gives them like three or four, like maybe like two or so short stories to kind of like have their time. And it's a bit more, it's still Junji Ito, so it has that horror edge to it. Maybe some creepy stuff happening, like ectoplasm coming out of someone's mouth, spoiler alert. They're all like pretty lighthearted in the sense that it's not gonna be as emotionally draining as a Tomie story or Lovesickness before, or even something like what was it? The chair one. I can't think of the name, save my life right now. But yeah, Lovesickness is actually a pretty good read. Like, definitely check it out if you can. And yeah, beware if you have any issues with I'll talk about it again. Beware if you have any issues with things like unwanted pregnancies, abusive relationships, and especially suicide. We all have I don't like calling them demons because okay, really quick. I'm not gonna get too personal just because this is the internet, and I think Rob is the only person that listens to this consistently. Thank you, Rob. I love you. I'm gonna try to make more of these so you can listen to these at work. I don't like referring to mental health or mental illness as demons because I guess that implies they can be exorcised or defeated even when the truth of the matter is that sometimes we just have to deal and live with them, no matter how hard that is. And God knows it's really fucking hard for a lot of people. This isn't even about me, but this is just kind of about like people that have treatment-resistant issues or even just problems that never get attended to in time. And I guess for some of us, myself included, that can actually like not even can, but I just don't like referring to it as demons because it is a part of us, and a big part of that is trying to come to terms with it and find ways that work, ways that can ultimately make our lives better, if not for ourselves, for those around us, and keep us moving. Because truly, I'm very much a proponent of like if curing it isn't possible, like at least like there has to be a way to like live with it and fucking function, because that's all any of us are trying to do, is just being able to function properly and just make it through another day and another day and another day. So just one foot after the other. I guess if anybody that has troubles here is this, I mean, obviously reach out to your support system, reach out to your therapist, whatever you need, and like, you can fucking do it. Like, if nobody else tells you, like, shit, that's just what I feel, and I'm probably just a stranger, not to Rob, obviously not to Rob, but more than likely, if anything, you can get through this shit. It fucking sucks. I'm more than likely talking from a place, ignorant of whatever's happening, but just for what it's worth, you can fucking do it. And that's it. Socials, check a different podcast, I don't know. Socials, as always, Crimson Clouds Podcast on Instagram, and cclouds13, no, cclouds_13 on Twitter. Facebook page from the clouds, same logo. And yeah, that's been it for the day. I'll catch you guys later. Bye.